Topic number 25, Slovakia, my homeland. General informations. The official name of our country is the Slovak Republic. 1. Location. Slovakia is situated in the Central Europe. We can say that it is in the heart of Europe. Slovakia is a small country. Its area is 49,036 square kilometers. It has the population of about 5.5 million people. It borders on Czech Republic, Poland, Ukraine, Hungary and Austria. 2. Mountains. Slovakia is a very mountainous country. In the north there are the High Tatras with the highest peak, the Jelak Peak. There are also other peaks. For example, Krivan Peak and Tuns. For example, Popradsky Plateau. The Low Tatras. They are not as high as the High Tatras, but the nature there is beautiful and it is an ideal place for hiking. The most popular peaks in the Low Tatras are Dumbia, Zvolen, Kapok and Kralova Hola. In the west there are the Big Fatra, the Smaller Fatra, the White Carpathian Mountains, the Small Carpathian Mountains. In the east part of central Slovakia there are mountains called the Slovak Paradise and the Slovak Karst. 3. Rivers and lakes. The biggest rivers are the River Danube, Moravia, Ahron, Ipel and Ondava. The most important river is the River Danube. In Bratislava, Komarno and Štyrevo they are also ports. The longest river is the River Va. Slovakia doesn't have many lakes. The most important lakes are in the High Tatras, they are called Tuns. For example, Popradsky Plateau and so on. The biggest dams are Dumaza Dam, Liptov Dam, Arava Water Dam, Zimpla and Skasai Arava, and the biggest water power station is Gubčajkovo. 4. Climate in Slovakia is mild. The warmest part of Slovakia is the south. 5. Industry and agriculture. The biggest and for our economy the most important factories are the U.S. Steel Kosice, Volkswagen Bratislava and Slivnaft. Woodworking industry is based in Zvolen and Banská Bystrica. We can find the food industry in every town in Slovakia. The most important factories are in Bratislava, Banská Bystrica and Martin. The most of the industry is situated in the west of Slovakia, which is bad for people living in other parts of Slovakia. Many people are unemployed. For example, in the east or in the north, Kosice region, agriculture is very important for Slovakia. People in Slovakia grow potatoes, sugar beets and corn. In Pezinka Mudra people usually grow grape wine. People in Slovakia also grow fruit and vegetables. Animal production is important too. People keep cows, goats, hens in hen farms, pigs, sheep. The history of Slovakia. The area of modern Slovakia was settled by Slavs at the end of the 5th century. They belonged to Semoz Empire. Later the Semoz Empire was broken and Slavs became a part of two princedoms, Pribina's princedom and Momir's princedom. These two princedoms were united and they became the Great Moravian Empire. In 863 Cyril and Methodius came and they brought the Christian religion to this region. They were also the founders of the Slavic script. At the beginning of the 10th century the Great Moravia ended, and the area of Slovakia became the part of the early feudal Hungarian state. The following centuries were hard for Slavs. There were Tatar and Turkish invasions. They lasted for about 150 years. After that, in the 19th century we became a part of the Austro-Hungarian monarchy. Personalities as Sture, Herborn, Hodza fought for our independence. After the World War I in 1918 the Czechoslovak Republic was established. Later in 1938 the Slovak state. And in 1948 the communists came to power and then we have Czechoslovakia again. In 1989 there was a revolution in the Czechoslovakia and the two countries were divided. From 1st January 1993 Slovakia is independent. Places of interest. There are many interesting places in Slovakia. These are, mountains, the High Tatras, the Low Tatras. Old towns / villages, Dlokalanek, Simony, Vykilovka, Rejekulsna. Caves, the Dobsinskrys Cave, Bilyansk Cave, Domanica. Castles, Dvine Castle, Bratislava Castle. Spa baths, Piestani, Bardijov, Rejeki Teplice. The nature in Slovakia is very beautiful. In summer we can go hiking. And in winter, we can go skiing in our mountains. We have the High Tatras and the Low Tatras. The nature there is protected by law, TANAP. You can also visit old town and villages. For example, Dlokalanek, Vykilovka, where you can see how people in Slovakia lived in the past. They are old wooden houses. Dlokalanek is protected by UNESCO. In Rejekulsna there is an old wooden Bethlehem. In Slovakia there are many caves. The Dobšinská ice cave is the largest ice cave in Europe. Other caves are the Cave of Freedom, Bilyanska cave, Gombeseka. There are also some very nice castles in our country. For example, Bojnes Castle. Every year there is a ghost festival. Kaštas, a home of the bloody Countess Elzbieta Bathriova, who killed young women and bathed in their blood. Other castles are Bekov ruins, Trenčín Castle, Bratislava Castle, Spiš Castle, Orava Castle, Strekno, Krasnohoka, and so on. In Slovakia we have spa baths in Piestani, Bardijov, Rejekulsna. People who come to Slovakia should also visit a historical town called Kremnica. There was a mine for gold and this town is famous for the production of golden coins. People and their customs and traditions. Slovak people are very friendly and hospitable, but they are not very rich. They like traditional music and dancing, and therefore there are many folk festivals in Slovakia every year. For example, in Dethva or Vykodna. At these festivals you can hear folk music and see many beautiful folk costumes and folk dances. These festivals are also visited by foreign tourists. We also have typical food. Our national dish is brinzové halušky, which is a meal made of potatoes and cheese called brinza. We have very good cheese in Slovakia, for example, Ostiepok and Perenica. Slovak national hero is George Janosik. Slovak people are Christians, and because of this the most important holidays are Christmas and Easter. For Christmas and Easter the Slovak families usually get together, they visit each other, bake cakes and cook traditional meals. Bratislava. Bratislava is the capital city of Slovakia. It is situated on the bank of the river Danube and therefore it has a very good position. It is also an important industrial city and it's important for our economy. There are many factories. For example, Slovnaft, Volkswagen, Palmer and so on. The city has the unemployment rate of only about 3%. People who like shopping can shop in popular shopping centers or park, polis and so on. In Bratislava there are many historical buildings and sightseeing places, the Slovak National Theater, on the Vizdoslav Square. There is a statue of Vizdoslav, an important Slovak writer. The Slovak National Theater new building, near to shopping center Jurevo, and Apollo Bridge. The Slovak National Gallery. Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra, Reduta. It is often used for many social and cultural events. Grasolkovich Palace, the President's Palace, it's the residence of our President. Primate's Palace, there is the famous Mirror Hall. Bratislava Castle. St. Michael's Gate. The St. Martin's Cathedral. In the past kings and queens were crowned there, 11 kings and 8 queens. Academia Metropolitana, the building of the first university in the Hungarian Kingdom. Statue of Camille. A statue of a man who is sticking his head out of a hole in the road. It is a popular attraction for tourists.